JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come because we were calling you.
I want to put that in my walk room.
Okay.
Joe. Okay, Joe. Thought he heard his song.
All right. Thanks, Otto.
There he is.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you, Charlie.
No problem.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Why do you favor rape?
I'm not happy.
I wouldn't be happy either, Holly. I mean, Paula?
Paula.
Paula?
Paula Goldstein.
Shut up.
Okay. I know what I do like.
Mommy boobies.
Do you like those, Clay?
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right.
Oh, do I love this song.
Donaldo E. Miguel. Hola.
Hello.
Spanglish.
Hello, would you like to talk to us?
Hello.
Yes, Don and I, sure.
Would you like to talk to us?
Hello, Elzol Power 106. Hola.
It's your turn.
Come on. Jamming in the morning.
I'm a retard. Oh.
Well, I believe those were the retard police coming to get him.
Coming to take him.
I think that I may be in the retard police. I purchased two tickets. Thank God I don't have to go to this for Paula Deen live tomorrow. Hey.
Where's she going
to
be?
She's going to be at she's doing a sex show at the Warner Theater.
Live, that's going to be great.
A live sex show with her sons.
She's going to be live on stage.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, my girlfriend is real into Paula Deen and everything that's the Food Network. So
yeah.
I cannot imagine a more hideous weekend, but she's doing it with my sister-in-law, Judy.
Ah.
The two of them are going down tomorrow to downtown D.C. to see Paula Deen uh-huh. perform sex acts. Uh-huh. And then the next day on Sunday, it's some type of cooking exhibition. This is the thing that makes me slightly worried.
Is that related to Paula Deen or is the show just Paula Deen? The cooking exhibition is the next day?
Well, there's some type of cooking exposition going on this
weekend.
Oh, okay.
Like, so is that why Paula Deen's in town, probably?
For her big sex show.
Yeah, the sex show is in addition to it.
Right.
Will she be cooking before the sex show at all?
Oh, yeah.
I think her sons cook on her.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They actually melt butter on her.
Pour it in her belly button.
They pour hot butter in her belly button. So clarified butter.
Jan's going over the itinerary with me, saying, you know, my sister-in-law is going to arrive tomorrow. I always like having Judy. She's the perfect house guest. She, sure. She truly is my sister-in-law. And she said, so we're going to be going to this thing, and then we're going to go downtown afterwards, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just kind of tuning this out. And she said, and then Sunday, and she waited just a second to see if I was paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. She said, we're going to a knife sharpening seminar.
Oh. Wow. I hate to tell you this, but I am intrigued. I am one who is a compulsive knife sharpener, and I'd love to get a better edge on my knives.
As long as that knife is not being pointed at me, OJ style,
would you, have her drop me an email if she gets any valuable information? Because I never, I use all the gadgets that you have, the chef's helper, and and I never get never get a good edge on my knives.
I know.
I hate that.
She loves cooking. So anyway, I'm going to see what happens with Paula Deen.
Well, I would assume at some point this weekend you may have a fairly decent meal prepared for you. If she's going to be getting all this cooking stuff.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I did tell her to get me a Paula Deen t-shirt.
The one with the nipples cut out, right?
Yeah, the one where she's getting it from both sides.
Paula Deen.
By her sons.
Paula, and you said the other day that you'd, Paula Deen is somebody that was I saying it or were you saying it?
I would take a stick of butter and I would rub it all over Paula Deen.
Yeah, now you're turning me on.
I'd lube her up real good, and I'd
wrestle with her a little bit, play Twister.
Here's the thing, I don't know if would I be able to support the weight, because I always like girl on top.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know if that's going to work out with Paula Deen.
I think she's Zoftic. But she's petite at the same time. I don't think she's a tall woman.
No, but she got
Now Julia Child at her heaviest, right. that would have been an effort.
Yeah.
But I think you could handle Paula Deen.
I bet you could.
I really do. I think you could manhandle Paula Deen.
Anyway, something that my girlfriend told me that she was interested in, and she said that Paula Deen, what are you laughing at?
I'm looking at Buzz, but a picture of Paula Deen.
Since you said you'd do her,
and it just works so much better.
I mean, I'm serious. You know what she is? She's Nancy Grace with about 30 extra pounds.
True.
That's a great analogy. I mean, she is. She actually is.
I'm Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace.
I'm Nancy Grace. I'm pregnant.
Are you attracted to Nancy Grace, too?
We've had this discussion before, Mike. Yes, I would do Nancy Grace. Absolutely.
I think Nancy Grace fluctuates in her weight, and I think there are times when they might even overlap. There are times when Nancy Grace looks a little hefty.
I'd pay to see that.
Oh, man. I bet Nancy Grace is nasty.
She is the crankiest lady on TV.
I bet she's just nasty. You know what?
Nancy Grace.
She spends a lot of time on her TV show and, dealing with the issues of the law. I don't think she spends a lot of time down there.
She has a demon growing inside of her.
I think she has more than a demon growing there.
She is pregnant, though. Did you know that?
Is she really?
No.
Yes, she is.
I didn't even know she was a married lady. Is she married?
Or Mommy boobies.
Is this a child of sin?
I don't know if there's a Mr. Grace. Will and Grace.
Mark Grace.
Oh. You know, if it's last name Grace and you got me with a cub.
Topher Grace.
Ooh.
King of the Graces.
Amazing Grace.
F you. Only because you got me on the cub.
I know.
I should have known a
Mark Grace. Well, he was doing analysis for the World Series.
Righto. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about. Hey, is this Don?
Yeah, hold on. I want to ask Mike something first.
Yes.
Speaking of sports, Jim Schwartz, really a sports short.
Sports.
Who you like? Do you really like the Patriots this weekend?
In the game, I think that it is in Indianapolis, and I think that I think the Patriots are that much of a juggernaut. I think they really are going to win the game. I really do.
I think it's Colts.
Well, the Colts have take something like the intangibles of a home field advantage. The Colts at home it's a pretty significant thing. I think the Patriots are just that good. They just the way they've been playing this season. And however, you will be you'll be interested to know that I actually might not be starting Tom Brady.
Why?
Because they're playing the Colts. I think this is going to be perhaps a down weekend for Brady.
I am definitely not playing the Colts defense in fantasy, even though I think that they're going to win the game.
I'm going to play probably Tony Romo this weekend.
Tony Romo, right.
Who are the Cowboys? Who are the Cowboys playing this week?
They play the Andy Reid Drug Emporiums on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tony Romo.
And what else did I just see Tony Romo on TV for? Saying that he's not banging Britney Spears.
All right.
Good for him.
Tony Romo.
Well, Robbie?
It was great. He even went so far as to say that he is disgusted by her.
Oh, good.
But let her do the lap dance because that's what she wanted.
Really?
That's true.
That's good for her self-esteem.
Makes me wonder about the lad in Cowboy Land. He just got that huge contract. You know, I want my quarterbacks to be like Tom Brady,
right?
Peyton Manning. All I want them to do is focus on football.
Yeah, with the number of the starlets he's been linked to.
It was in the paper today. During the Cowboys' bye week, he and T.O. made two separate trips to Vegas.
Oh, really?
Then Tony Romo made another trip to L.A. to be with Britney Spears. Then he went to the premiere of some video game with another piece of ass in Dallas as well.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, he has been linked to an amazing amount of women. Really, it's amazing.
Carrie Underwood.
And, right. You know, if he had just stayed with Carrie Underwood, that would have been the nice, wholesome image. But, you know, when you throw Britney, Unfitney Spears into the mix, y'all.
I think the Colts will win. I hope they will win. I think if the Colts win, it will be by a huge margin.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I really think the Patriots are going to go 16-0, baby.
Well, that would be incredible. I think they're good enough to do that this year.
Hello there. Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, you were talking about Paula Deen?
Yes, endlessly.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, as soon as she started laughing, I'd start choking her. That woman's got the worst laugh I've ever heard.
She does have that evil. It's not as bad
as she's always
she
doing
laughing.
It.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
Yeah, but
sure incessantly.
You sure do know that laugh a lot for someone who complains about it.
My wife watches her religiously.
Hold on, well, now listen. That was my.
Ray,
that was,
and Rachel Ray the same way.
That is my excuse as well. My girlfriend watches these shows, but I got to tell you, I do Paula Deen even with that laugh.
I have the most legitimate bone to pick with Paula Deen, and that's because last year at Thanksgiving, I made her Thanksgiving stuffing.
That's right.
And I swear to God. It was the foulest stuff. Now I might have screwed it up.
It started the butter shortage of 06.
She put in this recipe called for an amount of butter that I'm serious that I thought people might have died at the table. That's how bad it was. And then at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened with the worst heartburn. And you know what was coming up? Paula Deen stuffing. And I'll never forgive her for that.
Butter, yeah. Don't hate the player, Mike.
Yeah. And you know you really don't need to worry about her laugh.
Or don't hate the game.
You know what I did, you know, speaking of dieting?
What?
What I did recently, I took another one of her recipes and tried it, though.
Which one?
It's the one where she fills the skillet full of canola oil, and she takes the store-bought biscuits that you buy in the, and you roll them out, and then you...
Was this during the week you lost 4 pounds?
This is the week I gained. And, I had my kids, and I was doing it.
Did and she takes the thing, she said, now y'all... My grandma used to take these biscuits and we'd roll them out and then you put apple pie filling and then you glue them together, the two ends of the biscuits that are all rolled out, and you make fried pies.
So my little fried pie, and as soon, I didn't even tell you guys about this. When I went to roll out my biscuit, it's like it's rubber.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it. Now, it did it on her TV show, but it didn't do it when
don't
I...
Don't blame her, Mike.
And I you know how many I made? I only made two of them.
What did you do with the rest of the pie filling?
I threw it out.
Okay, good. No.
After a few bites.
After a couple
of bites, it was apple, you know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Let me tell you something. When you were giving us that news information there, yeah. Oh, man, I loved it. Anyway, got to run. Number one fan.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good call.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, go Colts this weekend. I'm with you on that one, Don. And as far as your animated movies goes, if I could go back to that, I thought...
More important call here. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. That was an awesome job that you did with the contest.
Thank you.
I can't wait until you do another one. Got to run. Right. Number one fan.
Take care. Thanks right. So much. Appreciate it.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. He's
great. Yes, I have to let you know that the creator of Idiocracy is Mike Judge, who created Beavis and Butthead, and Luke Wilson is in it, and it could be one of the funniest movies of all time.
All right, we do thank you.
Good to know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. I just wanted to call in and say great job giving us the sports scores.
Thank you. Excellent job.
Appreciate Keep up the great work. Anyway, I got to run. Number one fan.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We
appreciate the call.
The Colts game. That's all we really
That's the kind of call we like to get once in a while.
Next call.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job with the traffic. Excellent job
telling
us what's happening, you know, with what roads to take and
appreciate
all that stuff.
All
right. Number one fan.
Thank you.
Be our number one fan checking.
That's Mike. Terrific. I always like to hear from him.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey.
I'm sorry, hear
Pardon
from
me?
Her.
What's up? Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I listened to that dog tape a lot yesterday,
yeah.
And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I've come to the conclusion that it seems racist.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Excellent job doing the forecast. Thank you so much for telling us what the temperature is and all that stuff. I got to run. Number one fan.
Our pleasure.
Number one fan.
We'll Thanks a
right,
lot.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.